Good evening, radio listening audience. I'm Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's program, The Witch Doctor War, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Notice how the master weaver of tales skillfully utilizes the element of surprise in this shocking story. In my job as the treasurer for the National Syndication of Witch Doctors, I noticed a grave discrepancy in the very bosom of this organization. Both the board of directors and the disciplinary tribunal have accused Jose Mareque, ingenious warlock from Rio Chico, for using supernatural forces to be elected president of this organization. The divergence worsened when Ms. Ramona Pardies noticed by sheer chance his diabolical plan to turn her into a screech owl while reading his palm. This sly old sorceress, realizing his evil intentions, prepared a concoction of ground fly fetuses and chili peppers. The sadistic consequence would cause the victim to always get stuck in traffic wherever he went. Since Mareque was recognized as an expert in dealing with curses and spells, he read Ms. Ramona's mind, and with the assistance of tarot cards and vindication techniques, he took the offensive. He put together a combination of lucky charms, his own special homemade concoction, a blend of venoms from various stinging creatures, and a series of unholy imprecations. That barrage almost killed the poor lady. Realizing the advantage of being conciliatory, the warlock committee, the officer in charge of member rights, together with the compiler of orations, all agreed to combine forces with the witches group. Unfortunately, the peace pipe contained an insecticide-laden tobacco that left everyone with a mange-like reaction that lasted for 3 weeks after they smoked it. Unfortunately, the peace pipe contained insecticide-laden tobacco that left everyone with a mange-like reaction that lasted for 3 weeks after they smoked it. I feel like a clarification is appropriate at this time. I maintained a neutral position in this dispute. Frankly, I am not a warlock, and since my position is merely administrative, I saw no advantage that could be gained by taking sides in this conflict. Regardless of that, I was still unable to escape many negative consequences that accompanied this war, where no mercy was asked for or given. These have been difficult days for the trade union. This is where it gets complicated. The Mareque group was surprised by the convening of an unexpected, apparently legitimate assembly of his adversaries. He countered by hypnotizing those that were present. What he didn't expect was that the Contras had installed in their place an assembly of human-looking dolls to stand in for them. When the vote was taken, the voodoo needles that pierced the dolls caused them to do extraordinary, unexpected thing and vote for Mareque. That turn of affairs made the president fear that he was losing control of the organization. In an act of self-preservation, he cast an evil spell on all present that gave them colitis. For obvious reasons, the meeting was immediately dissolved. The warlocks began preparing their final battle. The Mareque group was armed with crystal balls and their adversaries with prophetic visions, which allowed them to see in advance every move their enemy planned. They all converged at the corner of the Black Cat Street in the oldest section of the town. The showdown took place at the Portuguese Bakery. By the way, the owner was a well-known magician who was famous for inflating his rolls to enormous sizes. Marieke could sense that his time was drawing near, and in desperation started throwing ground-up, cavity-covered crocodile teeth dust on everyone. Ms. Ramona could not be outdone, jumped on the oven, grabbed a ball of bread dough, and started praying to Satan himself to destroy her adversary. This precipitated what proved to be an unfortunate state of affairs for both sides of the controversy. The Prince of Darkness, unhappy with the dissension that had risen among his followers, called down a purifying blaze that consumed them all. They were a toasted, scorched crowd with open, terrified eyes that reflected the punishment that they justly received for their repugnance. The authorities came later, gathered all of the cadavers, the crystal balls, the other pertinent objects related to the scene. They closed down the bakery as the astonished eyes of those who had observed this terrible war looked on. Unable to do anything under these lamentable circumstances, I asked myself the obvious question. What should I do with the funds of the association? Now, 3 years later, I confess that everything is still the same. I wouldn't dare touch that money for anything in the world. Right at the very moment when you think you know what's going to happen next, something happens that you never expected. We hope you'll tune in again next week for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to 88.9 KETR. Your pledges are what make programming like this possible. We need your support. Donate safely and securely online at ketr.org/support.